Hello there, this is Terry Denise, a Lansing Community College student and your host of Ripper, an LCC Connect podcast where I interview others and ask about their unique efforts and connections in, around, and beyond the community of Michigan's capital city. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. This is part two with Brian Coles. Welcome back. We're going to jump right into it. We had some interesting points of view and introspective from Brian here. We were going into how you want to start out with the aerial stuff. So we were talking about your interest and hobbies with helicopters. We were talking about toy helicopters that you engage with, and you moved on to different classes and different structures, going into the aviation program here at LCC, then shifting over before you finish the aviation program into the drone programs here and producing segments with different areas of that structure. If you wanted to go into that, so the drone program, tell me a little bit about that at LCC. Is that at the West Campus?
Yes, okay. That is at the West Campus, yeah.
All right.
So I came in when it was like on its second year of being part of the curriculum.
Okay.
Personally, my instructor, she was still kind of piecing together some of the pieces of the program and seeing what would work, what wouldn't work when I was in there.
Okay.
So from my understanding, it's a whole lot more structured now than it was then. So it's come a long way in a great way. My instructor, Shelly Jeltima, Phenomenal human being. I absolutely adore and love her to death.
Okay.
She's been nothing but amazing to everybody in the class. And I'm sure other classes, too, are also just as much under her wing as I am.
Excellent.
So, big shout out to her.
Word up.
Yep. And Trent Harris, who is the current instructor in the drone program now. He wasn't my instructor, but he's helped me out through some stuff, too. He's great. Check it out. Check him out. Check Shelly out. GSI, all that stuff.
Shelly and Trent?
Correct.
Okay, over there at the
West Campus.
The West Campus, and is it just the drone program itself?
Yes.
So, yeah, the West Campus, if you haven't been there, by the way, you should definitely check it out. And then also, you said the Mason Campus?
Yes.
So, if you are looking to just take another program, another course that... And you have the ability to get out to these other campuses. LCC does have a lot to afford. If you need another class to take or something, a couple credits here or there, and they can fit into your program, definitely go for some of these other areas, mechanical, engineering. You can learn a little bit about coding, and then like drones as well, as what Brian learned many things about. So did you go through one particular program there, or?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay. It sounds like it was troubleshooting the actual full program itself while you were in.
Correct, because it was just starting out. Basically.
Okay.
So we did a lot of good stuff in there, though. Like, we were working on doing some aerial video and photography for some conservation place out in Ingham County.
Okay.
For an invasive species of plant called lesser celandine.
Okay. So this is really interesting, because we may have been looking at some of the footage that you guys got. I took my natural resource conservation class last semester, which I loved. And this is one of the areas that we studied to know who in other different fields were important for you to know about. So, because with the exchange of information, we wouldn't have our geological maps if there weren't somebody up in the sky getting that geological information for us.
Right. And the use of drones in this particular niche field is actually very important about the conservation side of things.
Sure.
But I know that everybody who I've shown, or who my instructor has shown my work to, as far as the invasive species goes, was like, this is exactly what we need to, like, they were just jumping on it. So
good. What was the species again?
Lesser celandine. It's okay. Like some Asian plant of some sort. That's a flower. It looks very beautiful, but it will usually be up like on the river banks and stuff like that. And it'll come up for like 3 weeks or something, and then I'll just disappear. And it'll just decimate the whole riverbank and cause a ton of erosion and
other
not so great and lovely things
okay.
to the ecosystem.
Oh, it is. Okay, and, yep.
And it's like a
Ficaria verna.
Plant, is you know, another. But it's, yeah.
It's a perennial, and it looks like, it kind of looks like a mini daisy.
Yeah, and it's yellow.
Yeah, in the middle of like, yeah, it's actually really a gorgeous plant, but with knowing that it is... tears away and corrodes the riverbanks. Yeah, we can't have that.
Nope. Well, kind of late. It's already there, so.
Yeah. So how did that further get your interest into doing more droning footage of certain kinds of species? Or
That's a good question. So that's something that I care a bit about for sure,
okay.
but it's not like my primary focus as far as... where I want to steer my drone career towards.
Sure.
But
is it something you could do on the side, though?
Probably, yes. I don't know how much money I could make with it just because, like, you know, conservation only gets so much funding.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'd probably just do it just because it helps the environment out, and I'm really passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know a ton about the conservation acts and whatever that go into taking care of that plant issue. I do know that they're trying to figure out when... like the time it takes before the plant comes up and the time the snow goes away.
Sure. More like the defrosting area.
Growing temperatures, that's the word.
Okay.
That was something that I was getting some information on with this plant because we don't know that yet. So I was out there filming last spring or whatever.
Okay.
Some of that stuff for my capstone project. I think it was last spring. Anyway, and that was part of the drone program as well. So I was out using some of the larger drones and such that we have to just scan certain parts of the Grand River.
Okay.
And look for it, the Lesser Celandine, and give that information to the people who know what to do with it, because I don't know what to do with it.
Right.
So some people at MSU were involved as well with doing some of this, so I got to meet some of them.
That's great. See, now this is, I was mentioning on the previous program about when there's all of a sudden people popping up and that have these connections that you would have never been involved with in the first place.
That is exactly where my professor, Shelley Geltema, has been like a gold mine for me. Like, she has been the... primary resource that has helped network me in with people that, like, for example, I didn't show you this, but I completely forgot, but there was a TV episode like on a local Channel 6 here in Lansing for some, I believe it's a home remodeling company called Acme, or is it that, or it's Custom Built, that's the name of the company.
Custom Built, okay.
And I think Acme is the people who put it on the TV, I think. I don't really know for sure.
Okay.
But anyway, Matthew Metry, who is a gentleman who does the show, somehow Shelley found him and figured out that they were doing some sort of photo shoot of this house in Lansing that needed to be remodeled and put some solar shingles on and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we rolled up there and, you know, and Matthew let me fly the house and get some footage. And he used quite a bit of that footage that I took in that TV show. And
nice.
I was just like, wow, that was awesome.
So
that felt really good. So Shelley's been in a very much a massive part in helping her students find jobs, find careers, find different places to insert their work.
And that's so important as a mentor to know that what you're doing is actually fulfilling itself. And as a person that needs a mentor, that you are finding the person.
Correct.
That is helping you out with those areas. It's so, I don't think people realize exactly how much they can impact a person and their life without having to say a word sometimes.
Yes.
Or without having to, you know, like have an award or anything. Not necessarily everything needs to have a ribbon attached to it.
Right.
So that was footage that was shown on, you were saying it was on WLNS TV6?
I do believe so, yes.
Okay. So that's, have you thought about getting into the networks for, or have you submitted anything? Or are you in the beginning stages of thinking about that?
I'm definitely thinking about it.
Okay.
The beginning stages of that, for sure.
So maybe we can get some networking going for
that would
you.
Be phenomenal. Thank you. That would be awesome.
Putting your name out here, Brian W. Coles.
Thank you.
Definitely a drones, getting to be a drone specialist, or can you already call yourself a drone specialist?
I'd say I call myself a drone specialist.
Excellent.
Because that's like my primary tool in the toolbox that I'm familiar with using and that I know how to use very well.
Mm-hmm.
I also do have my Part 107 commercial drone pilot license, so I'm certified to do this professionally.
And you need a license,
yes,
to drive certain classes of drones?
No, you need a license from the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, to be able to even make a dime off of anything regarding drones.
Oh, okay, so to be profitable.
To be a business or to fly commercial for commercial purposes,
mm-hmm,
you must have a Part 107 at the very bare minimum.
Okay.
I think they're coming out with a larger size drone cover, what's it called? A license that covers a larger class of drone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that one's called right now. Like maybe Part 135, I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
They have all these legal regulations in place that state all these laws.
Okay.
And I just know which one that is. But Part 107 covers like all your DJI drones and stuff like that.
So what does that mean for a person that has no idea what a DJI drone is? Is that the size of it? Or
that is a company. It's a Chinese-based company.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're the best in the business, though. Like,
okay.
For anything that's not like holding a cinema camera,
okay,
on board,
yep,
you're going to want a DJI drone.
Okay.
And those are...
So those have smaller cameras in them, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they have great cameras. Like, okay. That's what I shot all my video on with, was my DJI Mini 3 Pro.
Okay. Yeah, that looks... I cannot believe how clear the picture is on that.
Okay, yeah.
It looks really nice. It looks really, it's stable too.
Oh, yes. And that's very important when you're trying to shoot any kind of video from a moving platform,
right,
like a drone.
Right.
Like you want some sort of built-in gyroscopic stability.
Right. So being in the same class with you, our video program right, mm-hmm, now that we're in with Jeff Hamlin, what do you want to take from the program itself? You seem to know a lot already about editing, producing. What else of an experience do you want to get from our video program
to help you out
in the drone area?
I am taking this class mostly because I think it's going to help me progress, period.
Okay.
And I don't know what direction that's going to take me, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it will help broaden my skill set to not just the drone,
mm-hmm,
or even to just the drone. It just depends. But what I've recently come to understand about drones is that they're just another tool in the toolbox. They're not like the primary tool. They're not your drill that can do a bunch of different things.
Right.
It's the hammer. It can only do, like, it's great for what it does. Let me put it that way. It's great for pounding nails in. And it's very versatile, but you're not going to use it every day.
Right.
Like I said, you know, the drone hammers a nail in very well if you're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you miss and you need to take a retake or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that another instructor, Barry, said is very frustrating about some drone work, is that sometimes it can take a few different times.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, that's true, but... You know, if you're a good pilot, you know, you can usually make things work pretty well.
Nice.
And I have some friends who are also in the film industry as well,
okay,
who have said that, you know, drones would be a very beneficial thing to have for them when they were doing it before, because they're older folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been it for a long time, but they didn't really have a drone at the time. They just had the cranes and whatnot. So
I'm so glad I'm in a class with you, because I can like officially say I was in a class with Ryan W. Coles, and I also got his number. You need that? Well, I know who to call for you. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Tiden.
No problem. So overall, these professional skills that you've already have, that you've already honed in on, are any of these things helping out in your personal life at all? The way that you've been able to network and have been guided to overcome, like, I know what it feels like to be ostracized when you're sitting in a classroom amongst people, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're kind of an outsider, but you're like still trying to keep going along with everything, and you make it work somehow. Are you able to carry those life skills with you into those other areas of life?
I would like to think so.
That's good.
I think it just, I try. I do my best. I'm more than happy to put myself out there. I'm hesitant to know how to do that. So that's something that I'm still learning how to, like, market myself.
Okay.
Like, I'm a very, I don't want to just say honest person, but, like, I'm a very transparent person usually. Okay. I don't like secrets. I don't like manipulation. Mm-hmm. I don't like to hide things. I'm very like, hey, this is what you're going to get from me.
Right.
And I'll do the best I can.
Right.
Whatever that may be, whether it's anything from interpersonal connections or professional or whatever. I'm very honest. Like, I just don't like to hide stuff. So
going for life skills, those life skills can carry on to any other hobbies that you have, like any network. I believe you had spoken in class about some martial arts that into.
Yeah. I have been involved with a couple different types of martial arts throughout my life, but I'm transitioning into something a little different because I want something a bit more combative that pushes me a little bit differently than what I've done previously.
Okay, what did you do previously then?
I did two different types of Okinawan karate, which I very much enjoyed, but there wasn't a ton of sparring or a ton of, there was a lot of self-defense stuff in there, but it wasn't like we got to really practice a ton of scenarios all the time. Mm-hmm. And practice the drilling of those scenarios to kind of learn how to handle them in real life if they were to happen, which I'm a big guy. I don't really expect many people to come up and try to choke me, but if someone does, you know, I'll probably be able to handle it, hopefully.
Sure.
You know, that's kind of the stuff I want to learn how to do more of. And so
what ages did you get into martial arts at?
Shoot, that's initially I got into Weichiru, which is a type of Okinawan karate that I started out with. And that was like maybe 8 years old at one point.
Okay.
For a couple of years, and I stopped doing it. And then I started back up around maybe age 14.
Okay.
So 14, 14, somewhere.
This is
there.
Kind of parallel with your helicopter aerial experience.
Yeah. And then my second sensei from my Ishinru background of karate. Mm-hmm. He has been like, hey, see these drone things? You should get into that because you like these helicopters. And I'm like, that's for people can't fly for squat. And now I'm just like, yeah, he was right the whole time.
Your sensei knew.
He did. Isn't
your
that crazy?
Sensei sensed.
Yes, he felt the disturbance in the force and decided to insert that into my brain. But
you never forgot it.
I never forgot it.
Hmm.
I've remembered it this whole time. I still haven't thanked him yet, but I need to.
You can thank him right now, and then you can also do it in person.
Well, thank you, Sensei Jerry. I appreciate it.
There you go.
You have helped guide me in the more than one way that you may not know about.
He's like, I know.
So I have been searching for a few different schools to go to for martial arts in the Lansing area, and some were great, some were Mm-hmm. You know, some are like, yeah, it's a scam.
Oh.
So most of them are like, it's not really what I'm looking for.
Sure.
So. But I started $20 for 2 weeks trial with a particular school, and it's a Krav Maga school.
Okay.
Which is an Israeli Defense Force martial art. I know Israel's kind of controversial right now, but this has been around before controversy, so.
Well, it's less the current state and more just the old school traditional of where this particular art form came from.
Great way to put it. So I'm on my second week of the Krav Maga class.
Really?
Yes. Second week.
How is it going?
I'm getting a workout in, that's for sure.
So you're getting the impact that you wanted, that kind of a technique of sorts that you were looking for?
Yes, more so than the other places I've tried in the area.
Okay.
And they're not as expensive as other places. Well, that keep the prices very reasonable.
Okay.
And another great thing is they don't say you can only come to X amount of classes. Like, you can take as many classes as you want throughout the week.
Nice.
For the same price. And it's like, that is so great, because I feel like a lot of schools are going towards these, you know, contracts and stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this.
Like a regular old gym?
Yeah, and it's, okay. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know anything about gyms. I just go to the LCC gym. That's the only gym I go to.
Heck yeah.
Because it's free.
Yep. Well, for us.
For us, students, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And faculty.
But them too. Yes, those people
it's
too.
It's an amazing place. You should go there.
Definitely.
Both of them. So you're already getting use out of the Krav Maga?
Correct.
Immediately. You said you're only 2 weeks in right now.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's just, it's just like an immediate thing. Like, I don't know, for somebody like me, it might take like a couple of months to make. Maybe I'm like, maybe
to
I'm
decide
good
if you want to go to it.
Yeah.
Well, I got like this, they had like a current deal where you could get like 2 weeks worth of classes and you can go to as many or as little as you want.
And you're making the most of it then?
I am.
Okay.
That's my goal. And I'm going there tonight too.
Oh, nice.
I met a good couple friends there. So I'm like, I'm more than happy to keep going.
Alrighty.
So, yeah.
See, man, wow.
Definitely a shout out to Spartan Krav Maga down in Lansing.
There you go.
My segue into it, I do know that at one point I was in middle school, and I think this was after I had done martial arts for a short period of time. I don't know how old I was. And then I was in middle school, and someone put me in a headlock because I said something really stupid. I'm like, I knew I shouldn't have said that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He put me in a headlock, and I'm like, okay, all right. I guess I should start doing some martial arts after this. So started doing that pretty soon there afterwards, and I learned my lesson. Well, sort of. I still don't always know when to keep my mouth shut. I'm working on that. It's a constant work in progress.
A constant work in progress is the absolute most human thing you could say. I am saying congratulations on the 33-year into your rotation around the sun. So happy 32nd birthday, and then venture on to your 33rd rotation around the sun.
Thank you.
At this point, I am so also happy to once again have you as a classmate to talk with and to later on network with outside of and onto whatever we all do in our classes here. It is great to know your classmates. It's good to refine your skills with each other and pick up new things.
100%.
Where else are you going to find another time and opportunity to get to know people on this level where you still can make all these mistakes?
That's brilliant, because someone had told me, actually this was therapy type person that told me this, was that in your 20s is when you can make all the stupid mistakes, and everyone forgives you for them. Once you hit your 30s, no more mistakes. You should know what you're doing, but now you're not a kid anymore. And it's like, kind of, but kind of not also.
Right, yeah.
My brain matured a little slower than the average bear's, I feel like. So it's, you know, it's also.
Why do you think that?
Well, because it was. But no, I'm on the spectrum a little bit, the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they're about between, you know, a few years behind on their brain development, especially boys. So I'm on the autism spectrum. My brain was probably a good 3 years behind my physical age. And so when I was 18, I was more like 15 with my neurological maturation. And that definitely checked out when I started, you know, dating or started trying to interact with people socially. All my friends have always been younger than me, except you, Tita. You're cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I look up to you.
Okay. I'm only 20. We're not going to say my age.
Sorry, my bad.
I'm a space alien age. Nobody even understands the number itself or how to pronounce it here. We're going to leave it at that.
Fair enough. but like, I just, now that I'm in my 30s, I'm starting to have friends who are older than me now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're on the same page. And it's like, oh, that's definitely different. Mm-hmm. Like, I still have friends who are in their 20s, mm-hmm. you know, younger 20s, whatever. It's like, I've always had friends who are just younger than me. Mm-hmm. And I really admire that they bring the youth to the table when it comes to their energy, their vibe, their fun, their ability to just be silly. Because I've always been very serious as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time when I'm being silly, it's like it doesn't work. It backfires on me socially a lot of times. So.
I gotcha.
So having younger friends kind of helps me learn how to navigate some of my autism a little bit better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting viewpoint, huh?
Thank you. They're usually more open-minded, too, as far as just being willing to, you know, express things with people. Their values, I feel like, are more in line with where I'm at, and their, like, interests are more on the same level as mine, too. Like, I love astrology. I don't know why. I just do. But, like, a lot of younger people are more into astrology rather than somebody who is, like, older than me. Usually that's not always the case, obviously, but I notice with the younger generation, they're more, like, open-minded towards things that I might have a slightly higher gravitational pull towards.
Sure.
And that's just how it's always been for me. So,
well, we are very open to many different viewpoints here on River. So I appreciate
that's great.
Yeah,
hear.
For sure. Your take on things is needed.
Okay.
So people can then understand viewpoints like that a little bit more, where like, yeah, it's, and once again, it is a full window. It's a full way to see things around you. You do need the viewpoint from younger people mm-hmm. to see where we could improve in our personal future, as well as where we can see what's going on with what has not been working.
Yes, 100%.
So,
as they say, history is doomed to repeat itself if we don't choose to learn from it.
Exactly.
And change from that.
And it's coming with an evolution with everybody. And everybody, mm-hmm. if we're trying to all evolve together, then we're going to need to work on how to do that a lot
I
better.
Agree. Very much so.
Otherwise, we're not going to make it.
Whatever makes everybody's life a little bit more bearable, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
At the very least. If not, better.
Well, what words to end on right there? Brian, thank you so much for coming back on again.
Thank you, Tiden.
No problem.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem, and thank you for coming on. All right, this is Tiden. Thank you so much for joining us on Ripper. And you guys take care of yourselves and keep on going. Thanks for tuning in to Ripper. You can find more about this and other LCC Connect podcasts at lccconnect.com.